Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, the kitchen and the bedroom. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old man and I'm married to a 42-year-old woman that I've known for 12 years. We got married after we'd been apart for about 5 years. I didn't want to let her go again, so I rushed in. Before we got back together, I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package. She was a great cook and she held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all of the time. She set the bar really high as far as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with. The problem is that she's way too comfy with everything. My wife is not the woman I met years ago. She's a bit of a slob now, and I heard her on the phone with her mom a few days ago saying that I love her unconditionally and will drink her bathwater if she asks me to. She's so wrong about that. I'm falling out of love with her and starting to feel stuck. She's got an outstanding body and she knows it. She thinks she's putting it on me in the bedroom, but it's always sloppy and all over the place. I just want to make love to my wife every once in a while, but she's on some freaky stuff all of the time. I want home-cooked meals that I don't always have to cook, and she told me that she no longer enjoys cooking, and we need to get a meal prep delivered or her mom can cook for us occasionally. She must think I'm a fool. If she cannot meet my basic needs in the kitchen and the bedroom, why am I in this? I'm a Christian and I don't believe in divorce, but I can't keep doing this. How can I fix my failing marriage before it's too late? Mm. Okay, I'm just a bit confused about what exactly you want. I mean, you're complaining about everything, but one of the main things is the bedroom action, because you put that in your title. You're saying she can't please you, but she wants it all the time and you only want it every once in a while. There's a problem there. First of all, you got to have an honest conversation with her about your concerns. You've got to communicate with her just like you told Steve and I. You've got to let your wife know what's on your mind. I mean, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your wife. You owe it to your marriage. And don't let her go around thinking she's got it going on but you think she's missing it. I mean, that's not good and that's on you. The kitchen and the bedroom are important to you and you're not getting what you want, which is only once in a while, but you're complaining because she wants it all the time. you're probably both sitting up there frustrated. I say, you know, when you do talk to her, be careful how you say what you say, because you could really end up hurting your wife's feelings. If you're uncomfortable with doing this, get some sort of counseling, because your marriage is in trouble and you need to start looking at some serious solutions. You said you're a Christian who doesn't believe in divorce. Let me tell you something. Christians get divorced every single day, every day. You know, for whatever reason, for cheating, Christians cheat, all of that, all of those things. You're asking, how can you fix your failing marriage before it's too late? You got to fix yourself. You got to fix these things together. So again, I suggest counseling, therapy. You know, you're staying in this and you're not happy, and she may not be happy either. Where you are right now, it can lead to cheating. It can lead to resentment, disrespect, distance, all those things. And before you know it, you'll be a divorced Christian if you don't decide what you're going to do and try to fix it now. Steve?
Yeah, great response, Shirley. This marriage is over. This is a wrap. You ain't fixing this one. This one is not salvageable. I'm going to read you. This is a man who wrote this letter, and I am going to show you why this letter ain't going to work. First of all, when a man get down to writing, he already done. He just need to hear some other opinions. So listen to this. 47-year-old man married to a 42-year-old woman he's known for 12 years. We got married after we had been apart 5 years. This is critical to the letter. They had been apart for 5 years. A lot can happen in 5 years, and a lot of changes can happen in 5 years. I'm telling you, this marriage is over. I didn't want to let her go again, so I rushed in before we got back together. Now, I rushed in. Before we got back together, hear your problem. I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package. She was a great cook. She held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really far as high as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. This, I will show you later on in the letter, why this is the whole problem. This is why this marriage is doomed. Because in the 5 years that they were apart, this is what and who he got involved with, and this is how he felt. During the 5 year period they were apart, this is the description of what this man was doing. I dated a great businesswoman that was the total package, great cook. She held it down as a business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really far as high as dating goes. She just didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. Then he said, I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with. And the problem is, she's way too comfortable with everything. Oh, you ain't gonna be able to fix this, Miss Strawberry.
All right, we'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, to this letter, The Kitchen and the Bedroom, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter, the kitchen and the bedroom.
The name of this letter is This Marriage is Doomed. 47-year-old man dating a 42-year-old woman that he's known for 12 years. We got married after we had been apart for 5 years, and so he rushed back in because he didn't want to lose her. But during the five-year period, this is what he did. I dated a great businesswoman that was a total package. She was a great cook. She held it down as a small business owner. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She set the bar really high as far as high as dating goes, but she didn't want to be married, so we ended up growing apart. Here we go. That's the problem of this whole letter. Now, here's the other problem. I rebounded back to what was familiar and who I was comfortable with, and the problem is she's way too comfy with everything. So here is the beginning, the second part of the problem, which is why I say this marriage is doomed. My wife is not the woman I met years ago. She's a bit of a slob now, and I heard her on the phone with her mom a few days ago saying that I love her unconditionally and would drink her bath water if she asked me to. Guess what he said? She is so wrong about that. I ain't taking a teaspoon of your little funky bath water. Drinking bath water from you? Didn't you just hear him describe her as a bit of a slob right now? And then the man said, I'm falling out of love with her and starting to feel stuck. You're not starting to fall out of love. He out of love. This is not a letter of something that's declining. This is a letter about something that has declined. Because he said, I feel stuck. Now, he tried to bring it back. She's got an outstanding body and she knows it. She thinks she's putting on me in the bedroom, but it's always sloppy and all over the place. Well, now, ladies, you're probably thinking, what does he mean when he says it's always sloppy and all over the place? It means she's doing too much. She doing too much. She doing the most, and that ain't what he want. It's sloppy, and it's all over the place. Every time he get a little rhythm going, she want to jump up and do something else. That's sloppy love. Every time we get somewhere, before I can get a good rhythm going, here you want to jump up and do something else. And I'm going to tell you why, because listen to this line right here. I just want to make love to my wife once in a while, but she on some freaky stuff all the time. And you know where she got this freaky stuff from? The 5 years y'all was apart. While you was dating Superwoman, she found Ron the Mac. And he done put it on her. Now she think that's the way it go. Sloppy and all over the place. Do it like this. Flip over here. Give me that. Stand up over here. Okay, you doing that right now? Okay, now on your back. Okay, now hold on to the chandelier. Now Swain crossed me one time. Hold on right there. Go in there. Bring some water in here. Throw some oil on me. It's just too much. She told me.
Bring some water in and throw some oil on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's on some freaky stuff all the time. I want home-cooked meals that I don't always have to cook. She told me she no longer enjoys cooking, and we need to get a meal prep delivered, or her mom can cook for us occasionally. She must think I'm a fool. Mm-hmm. And you know why he says she think I'm a fool? Because of what he had before. He said, I dated a great businesswoman that was a total package. She was a great cook. She held it down in a small business. She looked good and smelled good all the time. She was not a slob, and she was not sloppy. She must think I'm a fool. If she cannot meet my basic needs in the kitchen and the bedroom, why am I in this? See, he just wants us to tell him why he in it. Then here's the line of lines. I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in divorce. But I can't keep doing this. So how can I fix my failing marriage before it's too late? What do you mean before it's too late? No, it's already too late. First of all, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in love. What did that got to do with it? Shirley did say something that made all the sense in the world. Christians get divorced all the time. That's what you believe in. I believe in the Bible. I sin. I believe in the Weather Channel, but sometimes I don't bring my jacket. The problem with this is the comparison. The comparison is the whole problem in this relationship right now. The 5 years they was apart, he ran up into the real deal. The rebound, he got back with her, and things have changed. It is no way to fix this. You can bring it up if you want to, but she's already convinced that you love her unconditionally and you would drink her bath water. She is wrong about that. He's not drinking her bath water. Now, he'll drink that other girl's bath water.
So you don't think there's any way they can fix this?
No, they ain't fixing this, Shirley, because what he want, he had. And what he went back to is not what he had or what he want anymore. And she a slob now. And she don't want to cook. And she doing too much in the bedroom.
What's wrong with that?
She's sowing what she learned in the 5 years he was off, and he want what he had before. Okay. This is a wrap. You can try to fix this if you want to, Mr. Chris.
All right. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.